across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Daniel Baker.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge 105 Radio across the city and South Cambridgeshire. It's now time for this week's Cambridge Conversation. John Huntingdon's charity is probably one of the oldest charities in the city in South Cambridgeshire. It all began in 1554 when local landowner John Huntingdon left his estate to help the poor in Sawston when he died, as he had no children of his own. And the charity is continuing to assist villagers today in many ways with housing help, advice and financial support, all among the services on offer. The charity support service launched in 2001 and is providing a lifeline to Sawston residents. To tell us more, David Baslington from the organisation joins us live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel, and thank you for inviting me along.
No problem at all. So, first things first, as I was saying there, this is surely one of the oldest charities around locally, and what a story as well.
Well, it's probably one of the oldest charities in the country as well. So, yes, it really is fantastic, and it's a great feeling to be involved in such an old organisation, such a great legacy.
Yeah, and how satisfying is it that the charity has been able to run for more than 500 years, pushing on 600 now?
Well, it is a wonderful thing. I mean, it's been a difficult time over many years, and in many ways, until it got to about the early 70s or 80s, it could have been that the charity would have died away. But some tremendous support by trustees at that time revitalised it and have kept it going to what it is today.
Yep, and how long have you been involved in it for?
I've been a trustee for about 10 years now. And lived in the village for about 20 and was aware of the charity for quite a long time and all the time that I was there, so very pleased to be involved.
Yep, and as you say, the trustees have played a crucial role in keeping it going and giving it, or, you know, making sure that it did stay afloat, really, at a challenging time, especially when we've had recessions and things like that as well, where funding can dry up sometimes.
Absolutely. We do really feel the legacy of our forebearers in this, and we think of it also for our future. Trying to make sure that we don't only look at the needs of today, but plan for the future.
Yeah. And what are the best aspects of the charity, would you say?
I think we're really fortunate in Sawston to have such a charity, because we're able to help so many people in lots of different ways. It is a sad reflection, of course, on our society that there are still so many people whom we might term to be poor in such need. So we're very keen to help all those that we possibly can in our area.
Yeah, you've been a trustee for 10 years, as you say, and how many people do you reckon that the charity's helped in the years it's been going? And what about in recent times? Has it been particularly more sort of put to use in more recent times, or is it just kind of like, is there always a need there?
I couldn't tell you the figures overall for how many we've helped in that overall time. I know we've housed about 90 people over the last sort of 10 years or so, which has been tremendous. The benefits side, with all the changes in people's needs with the benefit system, has grown quite significantly. So we're probably seeing about 300 to 400 clients every year who are in great need of help.
Yeah, and how simple is it to get this help? Is it just a case of you can walk into the site in the village and just approach you if you need help?
It really is as simple as that. Just come straight in the door, and Trudy, the reception desk, would meet you there and point you appropriately to the right person. And we'll just take it from there, whether it's for benefit advice, housing advice, or indeed looking to apply for a grant for an organisation or personally.
Yeah, and it strikes me in these local villages, there's actually not that many organisations like yourselves out there, so it must be pleasing to have something that is on offer to villages.
Well, as I said earlier, we do feel very lucky to have it. There are a few other organisations out there as well, a few other charities, but particularly in the South Cambridgeshire area, we are certainly the largest.
Yeah, and in terms of the services on offer, tell us a bit more about what is on offer, because I know you've touched on some of these already.
Okay, so we do have a three-pronged attack to this. We have 24 almshouses currently that we can help people with their housing needs, but then also we'd have the benefit side and then the grant side. People in housing, it's not the traditional almshouses where perhaps people might have a residency for life. We give people help for 3 years, a licence for 3 years, and during that 3 years we'll try and work with them as best as we can to help them out of the difficult circumstances that got them in the situation needing the housing, being that just helping them on with the council to find a council house. We work very closely with South Cams, to help move people on into housing, or indeed just in through navigating the benefit system, or indeed looking through their debt issues.
Yeah, and I guess there's an element of giving people the tools to succeed as well after that 3 years is up, because that's quite a... I mean, 3 years is quite a long time, but there will come a point, I think, where people might feel able to stand on their own 2 feet, or you might sort of, the relationship might get to a stage where people are ready for the next stage.
Absolutely. We do really see that as the measure of our success, is that within that 3 years, we can move people on into being able to cope for themselves, really, in the sort of the market that's out there.
Yeah. In terms of the sort of origins of the charity, we talked about John Huntingdon being the kind of person who sowed the seed, if you like, and being a landowner, that's probably a nice turn of phrase to use. Mm. You obviously didn't know John, and obviously I've not met him either, because he died 550 years ago. But how pleased do you reckon he'd be with the legacy, and if he was still here now, what would he be thinking? How pleased would he be that the village has still got this organisation, it's still helping people in the way it is?
Well, I hope he would be very pleased with the legacy. I mean, the story goes that he saw somebody, a lady who was being both tried and convicted for stealing peas. We're not entirely sure whether this is a true story, because there's no actual evidence for it, but it's a good little story. And part of his initial legacy was to sow 3 acres of farmland every year with peas that the poor could pick. So he was very much part of helping the people in that area. Now, we have obviously modern interpretation of that, although we do still have the fields that we try and use for peas when that's possible. But we have to adapt, obviously, to the times, but I'm sure he would recognise the ethos of the charity today.
Yeah. And what about the Huntingdon family? Is there still some support from his, more recent descendants, if you like, and family members?
No, we don't have any connection with the Huntingdon family now at all.
Okay, so you stand on your own 2 feet.
We do.
Carrying on his work, though. There's still a connection there, and that you're carrying on his work.
Absolutely, yes.
In terms of success stories, I know that sometimes you can't always go into detail with, giving people's information, but from your point of view, in the 10 years you've been a trustee, how many success stories would you say you've seen, and how pleasing has it been to see people who've come to you at a time of great need then gone away feeling a different person or becoming a different person in that time?
Well, personally, I don't get involved with the individual stories, but obviously we do talk about them.
Yeah.
But again, I think one of our measures of successes is that we're always able to move somebody on in their circumstances. We certainly have some people who we see for quite a long period of time, and that could well be years. But some people were just to help very quickly and move them on, help their needs. And the fact that they can move on without our help is a success story in itself.
Yeah. And what about the here and now and the future? What's in the pipeline for the coming weeks, months and years?
OK, the big thing that we're trying to do at the moment, if I look at two things. First off, just at the end of last year, we took on a new support worker looking particularly at helping families. Again, with all the changes in sort of central funding, the locality teams looking after children and families changed, and a lot of funding was removed. So we're pleased to be able to step into that shoes and help people locally. But also, we're very conscious that although we have 24 properties, we'd love to have more. So we have just one parcel of land left to us to use, and we're hoping as part of sort of the planning changes and the housing needs across the county that are being talked about at the moment, to be able to develop that land to provide a substantial number of extra almshouses. How long that will take to become a reality, that's all in the hands of the planners, but that's our goal, really.
Yep, brilliant stuff. And also, this is an exciting time for Sawston as well, with obviously Cambridge City's new stadium coming over as well and things like that. There's all sorts of things going on at the moment, which shows that there's a lot going on, and possibly more people coming over there as time goes on. There might be more people, even if they're not living there, visiting the area, using the village in some way or another.
Yeah, I mean, Sawston's very much a growing community. As a charity, we can only help those people in Sawston or the sort of very close surrounding area, or perhaps have a close connection through work or something to the place. But Sawston is a vibrant area. It's growing. It has many, many different needs. It's got some good businesses. And, people need homes.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed for your time, David, and good luck with the project, and hope all goes well in the coming weeks, months and years.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Bye-bye now.
Cambridge 105 Radio.